Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going with the Cardinals too.
Are you?
Yeah. Jeremy?
You're dead wrong. I'm taking Seattle.
Okay. All right. Well, Jeremy, while we're over there, Minnesota at Pittsburgh.
Now, this is the Dublin game. This is overseas.
Yes. So, 9:30 a.m.
So it's not a.
Not at Pittsburgh, but.
That's why I'm just so everybody knows right. that it's not a home game for the Steelers per se. I like Minnesota here. I think there's, out of these four groups, offense, defense for both sides. I think one group is for real, and that's Minnesota's defense. The rest of them are all
questionable. Their defense is good.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree with you, but I think Pittsburgh gets the win here. Coast game, I'm going Pittsburgh. Ed?
I'm going Pittsburgh as well. I agree about Minnesota's defense, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Although everyone on the Minnesota side of the field seems to be Irish, so maybe they have some Dublin advantage.
Ooh, all right. Well, how about Washington at Atlanta?
Commanders. I haven't believed in Atlanta all year. I heard they were going to be the hot team this year. I ain't buying it after last week.
I'm going with Atlanta because I don't know who's playing for Washington. It looks like Scary Terry. He missed practice. I don't know what the quarterback situation. I got to go with Atlanta coming off of that shellacking on top of that.
I don't think this is I think Atlanta wins this game, and I think they win rather handily here. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if it was Jaden Daniels, if it was Terry McLaurin playing in the game. Atlanta, to me, is better than they showed this past week, and they got flat-out embarrassed by one of the worst teams in football. Mm-hmm. If you don't expect them to come back out at home and play their asses off and have a good game, I think they come out, and this is one of those spots that we circle where it's like, man, they sucked last week. They're not a good team, but it's a week-to-week league. I like Atlanta here.
All right. What about New Orleans at Buffalo, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm calling upset. If you pick New Orleans, you're going to be upset. Take Buffalo and keep this thing moving.
I'm going with Buffalo big. Ed.
Buffalo.
All right. Cleveland at Detroit, Ed.
Detroit. I mean, I know this is good. Cleveland wins games they shouldn't. And this is one they shouldn't, but this is not the week. I'm going with the Lions.
I'm going with the Lions as well, coming off that win against the Ravens, Jeremy.
Roar. Give me the Lions.
Tennessee, Jeremy, at Houston.
Man, are both of these teams 0-3?
Yes.
And the Texans are favored by a touchdown?
Yes.
Give me Houston.
I'm going Houston, too. Tennessee will be 0-4 after this one. Ed?
Yep, I'm going with the Oilers.
No.
Sorry.
No, who?
I'm taking Houston.
Carolina at New
Wishful
England.
Thinking.
Ed, Carolina at New England.
Patriots.
You want Patriots?
Even after what Carolina did last week, I just don't buy them as a really good team. I'm going with the Patriots.
I don't think they're that team that beat up on Atlanta, but I think they're better than the Patriots. I don't believe in the Patriots. I think Mike Vrabel gets a little overrated there. I'm going Carolina on the road, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm going with New England. 5.5-point favorites in this game, kind of surprising to me. I think Carolina keeps it close, but I think New England wins one at home.
Chargers at Giants.
I think this is a close game, but ultimately I'm going to go with the better team, which is the Chargers.
I completely disagree with you.
By the way, that it's going to be a close game?
Yeah, I'm going Chargers.
By the way, the Jets and the Giants are 0-3, and somebody wrote on Twitter, said, oh my God, this is terrible. The Jets and Giants are 0-3. Football teams in New York. And somebody said, there's only one football team in New York. It's right. Buffalo, and they're undefeated.
That's right, there is.
And Chargers at Giants.
Chargers.
All right. This is an interesting one.
Go to Ed
Philadelphia
first.
At Tampa. It's him anyway.
Go to Ed first.
Philadelphia at Tampa, Ed.
I'm going with the Buccaneers. Because first of all, I think the Bucs are good. I think the Eagles are having a little a little hangover or something. They just haven't looked great. But you got to remember, the Bucks have eliminated Eagles to the playoffs in 21 and 23. They seem to have the Eagles' number in the last couple of years. I know there's always new personnel, but not that much has turned over. So I'm going with the Buccaneers at home.
Yeah, I'm going with Philly. I think Philly rights the ship. I think Philly is a very good football team. Maybe some Super Bowl hangover because they won it, but it's a wake-up call. Now they face a team that they got to really pay attention to. I think they beat the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Give me the Bucks. I'm with Ed. I think this is one of those spots. I keep saying it. I keep going against the Eagles, and they keep burning me. Except, I mean, I had the Chiefs in week two, and then you look at that game, and you're going, how did they win? I had last week the Rams, and look at what happened there. Winning in the second half by double digits, get a blocked field goal to end up losing the game and not cover the spread. I feel kind of the same way here when I look at this Eagles team. There's something off. I'm waiting for someone to actually do something, and then they're going to have to worry about correcting it because it feels like something's off in that secondary. So give me the Tampa Bay Bucks to pull off an upset.
Indy at the Rams.
I got the Rams.
Got the Rams. I got the Rams in this one too, Ed.
I got the Colts. Okay. I really do like that team. I like the running game. I just it's going to be close, but I'm going to go with the Colts.
Jacksonville at San Fran, Ed.
San Francisco. Quarterback at Jacksonville is still, I don't know who he is. I can't ever tell. I mean, I've been with them all, you know, most of the season.
I think he uses Vidal Sassoon. If he doesn't look good, you don't look good.
You're right. I think he does too. I'm going with the 49ers. I just think they're a better football team.
I'm going 49ers too, regardless of who's playing quarterback. Jeremy.
Yeah, since I don't get to do my picks for tomorrow, I'm going 49ers. I think this is a very high-scoring game. By the way, the total's 47,
is it?
Which is one of the highest totals this weekend.
All right.
Unexpectedly, right? Yeah.
Bears at Vegas, Jeremy.
Give me the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going Raiders too. I think the Raiders win, and they win convincingly.
1 point spread.
I think they win convincingly.
Really? Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Raiders as well.
Raiders?
Yep.
All right. Ed, give me Green Bay at Dallas.
Packers. I think on the road, I don't care. I just think they're better than the Cowboys. And I think they're going to have a good game. It's a primetime game. Green Bay's going to win this one.
Rashawn texted me. I know you all going to pick Green Bay in this one, but Cleveland laid the blueprint on how to beat Green Bay. And I said, yeah, with defense, something Dallas doesn't have. So I'm going Green Bay.
Yeah, you got rid of your best pass rusher, your best player, basically.
Yeah, you're going to have to start calling them the Dallas Cowboys. Ain't no D in Dallas. Are you kidding me?
No.
Get the hell out of here. But look, this is one of those spots where I think this team circles this game.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out and they play really hard and they still lose. But I do think there's a really good chance the Cowboys cover this spread at like 6.5 at home. Dak, look, we can say what we want about Dak, and maybe he's not in that upper tier group. He's still a really good quarterback.
Good quarterback, yeah.
I mean, the year that Lamar won the MVP, there were people pushing for him because he had incredible numbers that year. But, so I'm taking the Packers.
Okay, we got to get through. Let's go with the Ravens prediction. Jeremy, what you got?
I got the Chiefs. I'm going to say it's going to be rather high scoring. I'm going to go 30-24.
I have the Chiefs winning 28-27. Ed?
I'm going with the Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens. I think they're going to right the ship a bit this week. The Chiefs cannot score. They have a lot of trouble on offense, which has been their hallmark. As bad as the Ravens' defense is, I think it's a perfect match for them then. So I'm going to go with the Ravens in a close game.
And by the way, since I won't be here Monday, are you doing those picks? Because I got the Jets and the Broncos.
So do I, actually.
I think the Jets pull off an upset.
I'll let you get yours.
Is that an upset?
They're a 3-point underdogs.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like they win. Like, normally I feel like I'd be on the Dolphins in a spot like this. Mm-hmm. But I can't. I think my guy gets fired after this week.
And we can give our Monday picks on Monday.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.